Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Ow. Y'all don't really want what we go with the truth, get to a G. Name is no low industry, all across the map in the industry. You fucking beat, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak, you sin, get on your knees. We take them to church, church, let's pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. This praise the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church. Lord, forgive them, they not know what they into. Cause let's see what address to the issue. Come and get you, proof is crystal clear as the spheres in the rear. We're official. Why the faggot blowing dick in the wind like a whistle? I don't know what to tell you, cause I'm really on my grizzle. Going hard and the only option flowing through my bone gristle. Me miss you, never bad. It's something like a period. Couple months go by, don't know where you at. I'm still, I'm a dry ring back. I say, kill him with the trash for the middle of the map. I was giving niggas facts with the riddles and the rap. Pity, pretty niggas, bitches, and he fight love a scrap. Getting money on my toes, so different in the back. My bite more hard than your bark, know that. Nice to be hard as you sleep, chest rats. Bring it back, any track with beats and shit, now run to that. I leave them hanging like the crucible. My feelings are not mutual. This easy bitch nigga, that's no for doing wrong. Can't prove me wrong, the crew is strong, just move along. You little P.I. niggas, take your bitch ass home. Y'all don't really want what we go with us, you get some G. Name is no low in the street, all across the map in the industry. You fucking beef, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak, your sin, get on your knees. We take them to church, church. Let's pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. This praise the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church.
We take them to church like the Vatican. What's happening? Flow is action-packed with passion. You rappers lacking it. No immaculate conception. With a weapon, I be blessing niggas with holy water from a western. Only authors of the lessons understand the consequences and repercussions. When you're face to face with the heat is busting, fake is fake, don't need discussions. Keep your front and taste your fate as sweet as muffins. We'll erase the place, believe it's nothing. Super balls like fees say, your soul sold on eBay. You're faded, you cross like DJ. No replay, just forward motion. We're comatose to anybody coming approach. I'ma roast them with fire and brimstone. Liars and spit homes, it's required we split homes. Retire and sit home, that's your best bet. I rinse a breath in the flesh while you sending them death
threats. Y'all don't really want what we go with us, you get some G. Name is no low industry, all across the map in the industry. You walking beef, better bring your heat. Y'all keep thinking shit is sweet, but the goons unleash. It's time to feast, but you weak, your sin, get on your knees. We take them to church, church. Let's pray that things don't get worse. You niggas crazy, think we ain't putting in work. Your little feelings get hurt, hurt, hurt. Go line for line, verse for verse. Just praise the real, like it or not, we got first. Cause yes, we take them to church.
You already know what it is, baby. Live and direct every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You are for surely rocking out with NAB, baby. You already know with your girl, Miss Stevie, NAB, of course. And your girl, GS Team 843, Global Shine, all the time. You already know how we get started with the get down. What's up, boo?
Not much. We in here another Saturday giving them that good music. So you know we in here. A lot of good news, a lot of good music. So let's see what it is.
Yeah, you already know. It's a nice sunny day outside. Everybody's maxing and relaxing. It's mad hot. So be careful out there, people. You already know it is. It's mad hot outside. Crazy weather, like people been having heat strokes, people been dying from the heat and everything like that. So be sure to stay cool. You already know what it is. Like I said, it's 5 p.m., so you already know what you're doing. You already know who you tuned into. Yeah, we got some good topics for today. You want to tell them what we're going to be talking about?
All right, well, we got a few good topics. We definitely got that Kelly Rowland. Her new album, Here I Am, is out this week. So definitely one of the topics we want to have today is, do people think Kelly Rowland's album is better or Beyonce's 4 albums better. A lot of people have been saying that, you know, Beyonce's album wasn't too great. So I haven't heard all of it yet, but to me, the songs that I heard come out sound good. Also, what we have is Brandy.
What, from Beyonce's album?
Yes, they're saying Beyonce's album is not too good. And the album number 4. So we don't see. We don't see about that. We're also going to get into Brandy. Actually is coming out with an album. She's working on it now in studios, and so we got some word on that. Definitely, I know a lot of people haven't forgot about rapper Shine, who was locked up for a while and got out, but come to find out that he's basically been in Israel for the past, I believe, year or a few years since he's, I think, the past few months since he's been out. We also got Jay-Z and Kanye's album, which is basically upsetting a lot of indie art record stores, because I guess they're not going to have it in indie stores, so we're going to get a little bit on that. And basically get y'all views on Chris Brown's new video, All About You, and basically things of that nature. So we're going to get into a lot of topics today, and we're going to see what the people think.
Yeah, world, you already know the world of entertainment, period, is crazy. You already know how that goes down. Hit us up, y'all. Let us know what's popping with y'all in y'all neck of the woods. Hit us up. Be sure to hit us up at 646-478-3243. That is 646-478-3243. Or you can log into the chat room, of course, live.streetsradio.com. Log in, tune in with us. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Ms. CCMAB, GS Team 843, and Streets Radio with a Z. It's very, very simple. Be sure to follow us and get in tune. If you want to send us music, you can send it to mabmp3s@gmail.com, or you can send it to globalshine843@gmail.com. Also, you're still doing the Aaliyah tribute, correct?
Yes, I'm still doing the Aaliyah tribute. Basically, artists can submit music to globalshine843@gmail.com. The deadline is August 1st. The latest that I will accept music is August 5th, just to give artists that may be catching it on, you know, the late tip, a chance to put in music, but definitely no later than August 5th. Aaliyah Tribute CD. Again, you can submit music to globalshine843@gmail.com. If you've got any questions about it, hit up the email, and I'll send you the basic details. And that's what it is.
You heard it. You heard it live, direct, baby. Send that music in. Also, if you want to submit for any mixtapes, you can send it to nabmp3s@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, mixtape submission. We can take care of you, of course, of course. You already know how we get down with the get down, baby. Holler at us, 646-478-3243. Let's get into this night good music run right now. You already know what it is, baby. Rocking out with MAB. Let's get it.
Jones, that's that Joe is dangerous. Tell my time, put that swag on it. Running through so many bitches, pussy, I pass on it. I act a ass and spaz on everything I own. Not from New Orleans, but I love the Super Dome. Freaky bitch, come give me kids. Tell your man stop all the block instead of kids. The mayor back, baby. You see the votes. Quarterback and two top, my nigga run the pole.
Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way.
Brooklyn!
Street Radio.
I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
Just pop the X, I think I need another one. Triple stack the best. I think that nigga Derek done. Henny in my cup, numb from the white line. Sour in my blunt, fresh like the high times. Wayne and Joel said they can't feel their face. And I'm twisted like a fucking shoelace with a true face. Lean got a new taste, sipping on a scissor. Coke in my nose like I just sniffed a blizzard. Used to never be high, now I'm never sober. Vicodin, Percocet, with a Four Loko. So crazy in my skull, hear voices in my brain. Couple pulls of the haze, feeling like I'm in a maze. Ziploc full of pills, looking like a Skittles hat. Pretty boy swag, but I never fuck cats down. Higher than the Martian, sitting on the moon. Now I'm riding in a UFO, popping mushrooms. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I think my brain melting, cause I'm so listed. Sell crack or use dope, now tell me what's the difference. They both in addiction, nigga, who you kidding? 100 grand Pyrex, now meet me in the kitchen. Call me Mr. Montana, cause I'm still sniffing. Face getting red, but I know my own limit. Vodka on ice, mixed with tequila. Add a few worms so the liquor won't kill ya. I'm white boy wasted, party like a rock star. With my boy Welsh, we headed to the star bar. No, I'm not a fiend, I just like to get high. Move work to get by. Fuck the chick with thick thighs. Weed habit growing. And I need more, cause they know I stay twisted. Like Bobby Brown jaw. I get high, and I'm feeling like M. Time to recover, bitch, and do this shit again.
I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
Street.
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah, that was your boy Cheddar Boss right there representing Brooklyn, of course, with I'm So High. Before him, we had your boy Sean Oaks and Ray Jr. with Joe Montana. You already know what it is, baby. Live and direct, Streets Radio. You always rocking out. You always rocking out with NAB. You did, Doug? Yo, we got a caller. You want to see what's good?
Caller,
you live and direct. What's poppin'? Yo, hello. You live and direct. What's good?
Yeah, this Eli Nash.
Oh, what's poppin', Eli?
What's good? Yeah, I'm the producer of Joe Montana. Good looking on the playing the record. That's a nice look. We appreciate that.
Wow, that's a good look right there. Where are you calling from?
Ohio, Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio is definitely in the building. That's a good look on the track. The track is crazy. We appreciate you for giving it to us, for letting us spin it. And if you got any more music, you already know where to send it to, all right?
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
You got any shout-outs, anything you'd like to do?
Yeah, I would like to shout-out Ace Movement, Sean Oaks, and Ray Jr., Cleveland in the building. You know what it is.
That's what it is, baby. Midwest representing. That's what it is. Stay in tune with us, all right?
I believe.
Eli Nash representing. Be sure to follow him on Twitter, Eli Nash. E-L-Y Nash. Very, very simple. Get in tune, baby. Get with the wave. You already know what it is. Yo, G, where you at?
I'm right here. What's good?
Oh, there
Shout
you
out
go.
To you, Send this up. Now, basically, what I got on my mind is just basically Kelly Rowland's new album, Here I Am, is out. It's been out for a while, along with Beyonce's album, which is called Four. And basically, I would say not too long ago, Kelly Rowland had a release party for her album in New York, and basically people were saying that being that Beyonce was there, that Beyonce pretty much tried to, or basically overshined her album release party, you know, taking basically the spotlight off of Kelly Rowland. Of course, you know, Kelly Rowland says that, you know, they're still good friends, they're supporting, and Beyonce was just recently on the Jimmy Fallon show, basically promoting Kelly Rowland's album, telling people to buy it. So I don't know if it's just the media trying to make them a competition or whatever, but to me, I don't know. I haven't heard fully both albums, but I think both albums are going to be dope. Kelly Rowland has a few singles that I've heard that's hot, so I think it's going to be an even trade that both of them are going to do well on their albums, regardless of what people say. I don't know. I may be wrong, but that's my theory.
Okay, so, I mean, both of the albums are out now?
Yes, I can't remember when Beyonce's album came out, but it's been out for a while.
Okay.
And Kelly Rowland's album just basically came out this week. So I don't know the numbers yet, but to me, by the promotion and her motivation single, I think that she's going to do well on her album sales.
Okay, so, like, what are they saying? Like, are they trying to make them, are they trying to put them in competition with each other?
Basically, that's what it sounds like. Everybody's like, you know, Beyonce album's not that great. It's going to flop and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Some people say that Kelly Rowland might be, you know, getting her shine this year. So I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. Let's get into this caller, see what's good. Caller, you live and direct with NAB. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Am I there?
Yeah, you live and direct, Betty.
What's good? It's Black Frost. I was just calling in to support the team and give my opinion on the Kelly Rowland Beyonce issue. I think both ladies are beautiful. I think they're both talented. Of course, the media is going to put them against each other just because the media loves mess and they love drama. I don't think that the girls personally have any issues. I don't think Beyonce's jealous or Kelly's jealous because Beyonce has had enough success for, I mean, all three of the members of Destiny's Child. So I honestly do think that she's happy for her sister to see her finally, you know, get in that spotlight in America because Kelly, you know, she gets more shine in Europe. So I think that, you know, Beyonce's happy for her, and I think, you know, although Beyonce's album isn't doing as well as her other albums, it's not flopping. It's still almost gold or something like that the last time I checked up on it. So I think that, you know, us as a people, we're going to keep up mess just because that's what people do. But I think between them, I think it's all love. I think it's sincere. And I hope Kelly does great. She did good on her performance at the BET Awards. She killed it. And, you know, I pray that she continues to kill it. So that's my take.
That's your okay. So that's a good breakdown of it. Really, like, why do you think that media or like music in general, music entertainment? Why do you think they always try to put women against each other? Why can't it be like more than one woman shining at the same, you know, at the same time?
Because I think it goes all the way back to. To the ancient times of when women are supposed to be submissive, we're supposed to be beneath men, and I believe that men started this trend of putting women against each other, and we just fell into the traps of it where there can only be one when there are thousands of kings, but there's like there can only be one queen, and I don't agree with it, but I think that the world is just brainwashed by it. It's in just about every field, they do that to women, and I think we just have to take back control of it, and instead of feeding into it, you know, we just show love and support. If you show love and support, then eventually all of the haters and the negative comments will have to fade away. You know, you got to kill kindness. I mean, kill hatred with kindness. So, I mean, they're going to continue to put females against each other, but I just hope that Beyonce and Kelly don't let that get to them.
Word. Let's give a round of applause on that situation. We already know. All my ladies out there, y'all be sure to stand up. Y'all stand strong for each other. Keep representing for each other, not against each other. Don't be on that bullshit. You already know what it is. The people, they have to pay homage. We birthed y'all niggas, so you already know. Women, we running it.
Exactly. They don't want us to be, they don't want us to be above them, so they're going to continue to start things to keep us a little bit beneath. But I want to give a big shout-out to Global Shine, and I want to give a shout-out to Miss Fifi, Nab, everybody, Streets Radio, shout out, y'all doing y'all thing. It's Black Frost, the Beauty and the Beast. Make sure y'all check out that Gucci, She Mix that we did with Gangsta Boo and Mika Means. Video just dropped today. It'll be on World Star this weekend. Thanks for all the support. Peace.
Uh-oh, G-Story sent us some new music, too, as well, boo.
Yes,
I definitely will do that.
Thank you for the shout-out and basically your view on that. Like I said, I checked out the video. It's very dope. So people, y'all can check it at globalshine.com if you want to check out that video. And definitely send us that music so we can play it on Rocking Out with NEV.
I definitely will do that.
All right, mama, you be good.
All right, y'all.
Shut up.
Shout out to Black Frost, y'all. She's doing her numbers. You already know what it is. Be sure to follow her on Twitter, of course. Follow her on Twitter, Black Frost. Very, very simple. Matter of fact, since we're speaking on the ladies, you know we got to represent for the ladies. We represent for the ladies all the time. You know, it's not other. So just like she said, it's really sincere. People, the media needs to quit trying to always turn everything into a negative situation. You know what I mean? Like, that's just mad crazy how they do. So they need to quit doing that. You know what I mean? Like, just let us represent for each other. Damn, like, that's just mad crazy. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't understand why I can't be more than just one woman out at a time. Like, they just try to make it like you always got to be the first lady or something, or number one doing this, number one doing that. Nah, it's more than enough to go around for everybody to be eating, you dig? Like, get off of that
exactly.
Shit. You know what I mean? Let them represent how they want to represent. They've been in the group forever. They've been family forever. They grew up together. You know what I mean? So why wouldn't she be happy for her?
Exactly.
That's crazy, yo. We're going to get into some more music right now. You already know what it is. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. Hit us up live in the chat room right now, live.streetradio.com. You can send us some questions. You know y'all can hit us up with questions or whatever. We'll do our damnedest to ask them. You already know what it is. If you got a topic of discussion that you would like to discuss, hit us up. Let us know what's good with y'all. 646-478-3243. You rocking out with NAB, baby. You already know how we get down with the get down. Let's go.
blowing up like the World Trade. I'm blowing up like the moon's on my birthday. I'm blowing up white smoke from some good haze. I'm blowing up.
Trying to lock down deals, trying to get me running on their squad, cause I keep it real. City, Kansas City, so you know I grind to get stripped. Nike, Kobe, Jordan, Ed Hardy, I'ma keep it trip. Time to change the game, cause these rappers don't keep it real. Trendsetting, know you stuck up, so you knowin' how to cut deals. If all the names is topic, you don't know what money really is. Dressing up your wrist and still living at your mama's crib. If you was down the grid and you would know what hella cake is. Kansas City fitted, so you knowin' what the city is. Show you how to ball, take notes on this grind shit. Fucking all these suckers that I'm grinding, just talk shit. Grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby. Grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby. Yeah, grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby.
If you ain't getting money, then you get stuck on me.
Grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby. Grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby. Yes, grinding is my hobby, grinding, grinding is my hobby.
If you ain't getting money, then you get stuck on me.
Thank you.
trip down to my studio. So I get introduced, my gangsta paradise like Coolio. Let you take a tour all around me like a merry-go. Then you can explore, tell me if this what you're hitting for. Step by step, I'ma show you how to lay a track. People, I be programming and engineer you from the back. Pull out my staff, beat it through the drum and make your clap. Plus I use protection, my copyrights and my ass cap. See verse one, I'm going deeper than the baseline. Play I like my first video and get your FaceTime. Look, I don't waste time. Plus I know you finger licking, go below the waistline. My 808 be your time. Won't be no quick second. We sexing through the tempo slow. Got her hips flexing. She checking on my microphone. Check one, two. Checking. Check one, two. Checking on my microphone section. Not in the booth. I'm the truth. Just letting you know. Mix with that goose. Get you loose. Blowing exotic. Give me that ooh and I produce my sensual flow. With this experience, it's going hard for you to let me go. First two, I done mixed and mastered with your body. Broke you straight down. The instrumental is being on top of it. She love my boom when I hit it all throughout her body. My 808 to make you cringe just by thinking about it. Recapping and rapping up with this happening. I'ma check out your levels for peeking, screaming for tracking. And you was reaching and squeezing, grabbing, scratching my back. And the way you dropped it on me got me like, girl, you was happening. Nah, baby, here we go. About to turn it up some more. Tweaking on your speaker, should I turn it up some more? Grinding to your beat while you tap your feet. The flow is underneath. Where I got you wet and get you wetter. I'm a music freak. First three, it's the secret. Check what we be missing. Play it and listen and watch how your body be glistening. We want it and want it right back how the song was written. One thing I knew you would love for my 808 be hitting.
Personal trainer, she digging my flow, kicking like Tybo. I beat it, you beat it, then come.
comfort like Mike. Oh, shorty got me hooked like the letter J. And if she gives me an hour, she won't forget the day. And if we separate, baby, don't forget your place. Tell them haters, get it straight. You belong next to a Miss Mike. Ride them like a wife. Put that saddle on the pony, baby. Show me you can ride. I'm looking for a passenger. I'm lonely in the five. When the watch bright like spotlight, there's nowhere you can hide. Stepped off the plane dressed to kill, looking like bedtime. Sex so good when she spent the night. She don't wanna move out, she wants to spend her life with me.
Girl, R&B queen of the bayou, Miss Kendra Williams, and I'm rocking out with NAB, Miss Fifi, G-Steam 843 on Streets Radio.
Yeah, that was your girls right there representing Miss Kendra, of course, featuring Nati. We gave you my all. The remix went down in the town. You already know what it is. Like I said, I represent for my ladies. We just gave y'all a nice good music run. You already know what it is. Hit us up 646-478-3243. We got it to H. McCloud with Take Your Clothes Off. We got it to Slim BZ, 808 Love, Miss Thrax, Ride Out, Busy, Grinding Is My Hobby, Akila Brock with Doing It, Blowing Up Big, excuse me, Blowing Up Big. You already know what it is, baby, and that's what we do, blow up big. And they be, we everywhere. Y'all never there. Y'all pay attention. It is. Next topic of discussion is, of course, we're going to get it to Brandy. You said Brandy, right?
Yeah, Brandy. What do y'all think about Brandy making a comeback? Basically, she is back in the studio working on her next album and a documentary series called On My Own. So basically, she's talking about getting back in the studio, and she's basically making this like a very important album because she basically says that she feels like this is the album that's most important because it's like her only, her last chance to be at the top. So basically, she's like, after being gone so long and with her last album, not making very good sales and stuff. She just like, she basically got to come back harder. So I want to see what the viewers think about that, her making a comeback. Can she do it? Do you think? You know, what do y'all think?
So, like you, she said she's on her own. Like, is she out of her mother's management? Like, she's not, what is she doing?
It doesn't say nothing in reference to that. Basically, yeah, I know she's been gone for a while dealing with the car accident that she was in, breaking up with her fiancé, you know, her album Human flopping, you know, she was on Dancing with the Stars and she felt like she was cheated out of winning. So basically, quoted by her is, she says, I'm bringing everything I got, everything I have to this project. I honestly feel like I'm not trying to get emotional, but I really feel like this is my last chance. With this album, I just want to go back to my roots, my core. I'm R&B, and I just want to give my fans what they deserve. I feel that I only have one last shot to make it back to the top, and I need to make the decisions that will affect the rest of my career. And that's basically what she says. Like I said, I don't know if she's out of her mother's wing or, you know, maybe to me, I think that just means that she's trying to own, you know, own her spot and not let it, you know, fade away, basically, because she's been in the industry almost 20 years, surprisingly.
Right.
And that's for longevity like that, you know, you have to have a platform to be in the business that long. So I don't think, I feel like she shouldn't feel like that's her last chance. You know, she should just look at it like she's done a lot and she backed away to make herself even better, you know, with, you know, the family business. I remember they was doing a little, you know, reality show about that. So I think she just needs to, you know, keep up with the music. Because, I mean, to me, I heard, like, one of her songs that she has on the mixtape. And to me, I don't feel like she ever left. I think it just, you know, she had to do her time. You know, she had to back away and look at, reinvent herself, basically. That's what I feel like she needs to do, is just reinvent herself and not just make one album and be like, oh, my gosh, I got to find something to get back on top. You know, it happens.
It happens. You're right. It happens. You know what I mean? People just have to find themselves, really. You know what I mean? Like, it quit letting the pressures of the industry and the media, as we were speaking about earlier, just get to them. You know what I mean? Like, Brandy, I don't think she ever left either. You know what I mean? She's been doing her thing. Like, she was holding it down. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what really happened with that last album. You know what I mean? That she put out. So, hopefully she got better producers. You know what I mean? Better songwriters. Hopefully she's dibbling, dabbling. And, you know, reaching out to the right people and getting it
done. Holler at me, Brandy. I write hits. Holler at me.
I hear that.
And basically how I see it, too, is, like, you have to be able to take risks, and people are not always going to see your vision. Like, you know, when a lot of people said Beyonce's album, you know, was no good, but the songs I heard, you know, they got to think about it. It's like a cultural difference. Like, she took a year off. She, you know, traveled the world and, you know, even going to, you know, Africa and having people of just a, you know, a different culture come in and be a part of something that you're not used to in America. So, I mean, you just got to think about it. Like, why do a lot of artists go overseas? Because they get so much love from our culture. So it's about finding a way for people to indulge in what you want to do. And so I think you need to look at that. Like, you know, some people are not always going to agree with and understand the type of music you want to do. A lot of people want to hear them club bangers all the time. They don't want to really hear ballads and stuff like that. So you got to understand that the music industry, in a sense, likes to go for what's hot instead of what's real. And so when you have real music, you may not necessarily sell. That's why we have a lot of independent artists, because industry wants what can sell instead of what can make a change or movement. So basically, I think, like, to me, I don't think she never left. She just made different investments. You know, you can't stay in, like, really, music, you can't stay in one lane to have longevity. And so if you could do business deals and movies and music and commercials, I mean, it just expands your horizon to where you ain't got to worry about your sales. It's important, but you ain't got to worry about it. So that's
what I
think. Well, the viewers think on it, but that's what I think.
Okay. That's a real good point right there. You heard what she said. You already know what it is. Holler at us. Let us know what you think. 646-478-3243. It's very, very simple. Holler at us and let us know what you think about that situation. But you think Brandy fell off? Think she left? Or you think she just living life? You know what I mean? You got to live your life, you dig? Like, and that reality show was crazy. The family thing, the family business with Ray J. Yo, that shit was crazy. Like, did you see how Ray J was acting?
I think they need to put that on DVD, because I think they should try to put that on DVD, because I've been trying to, like, catch up with every show, and that was hard for me. But, I mean, it was just interesting to see what they go through and whatnot.
Yes, it was wild. Ray J was acting like a straight dick. He was acting like he was, say, the breadwinner of the family, basically. Like, the only reason they stand afloat is because of him. That's how he was acting on that. That's how they like really portrayed him to be. Like, ain't no telling, you know what I mean, behind the scenes. You know how they cut and paste and edit and all that shit and then some on reality shows. But that's how they made him look. You know what I mean? Like, he was a straight up bitch. Like, he was just a bitch. Yo, he was wild. That show, I don't even know if they have another season of that or not, but they should have came out. Yeah, they might need to come out with DVD for that. That show was wild.
That was great. And shout out to their mother, Sophia, because I know she was promoting good when that show first came out, and she actually responded to one of our tweets and stuff. So, but I think she's just definitely the bread holder of the business, like, from the ground up, to have a mother just create a big platform for her children. Like, that's what we need, you know, people to really, really go hard to build a brand.
That's true. And don't get out big-headed and shit like that. Keep a level mind, you know what I mean? Keep it humble, but keep a business as well. You already know what it is, yo. Yeah, shout out to the mamas doing their business. Of course, I am doing mine. You already know what it is. Shout out to the mothers, single, married, whatever. You already know what it is. Keep holding it down for your kids. Let's get into this call and see what's popping.
Caller, you rocking out with NAB. What's good?
What up, though? It's Black Keith.
What's going on?
How y'all doing over there?
Dude, we doing great over here. How you doing over there? Where you from and how's the weather out there?
I'm from Detroit, but you know I'm chilling out in sunny Florida right now. Just kicking it, relaxing off a little kush, watching 8 Mile.
Let me hear that.
What you say?
The bag with the 8 Mile.
I said, let me hit that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got you whenever we hook up.
What's
up? Call on me.
So what's
happening
with you?
Shit, just working on this little Best of Black Keith, getting that little mixtape together, shopping my music around. You know, the usual, what any other nigga on this grind doing, or should
That's
be doing.
Exactly. So when would that be dropping?
September, October, end of October. You know, just trying to do a little couple of things different than what we did for the last one.
Okay. So you sent us some music yet?
I think I did. I'm pretty sure I have.
He sent us some music yet?
We're going to get the listings. I'm sure we got something in there.
Yeah,
but in the meantime.
I'm sure y'all got some Black Keith in there.
Yeah, we got some Black Keith in there. So tell us, what do you think? Do you think Brandy can make a comeback? Or do you think she ever fell off?
You said Brandy?
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, Brandy got talent. She got a powerful voice, you know what I'm saying? It's just all about how you market the product. That's all it is. You got to have a good marketing plan for your product. Anybody can do it, but everybody don't know how to do it. I feel she can make a comeback as long as they market her right. She can sing like a motherfucker.
I hear that. So on this next album that she's working on, you going to support it?
I mean, it's not really geared towards what I like to listen to. But, you know, I would gladly retweet it on Twitter if I seen the link. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's
up. Well, there you go. He retweeted to his followers. You know, she got fans out there, so you already know what it is. Hopefully so. You know, the people
don't
get it.
Oh, yeah, I fucks with Moesha.
You say you fuck with Moesha.
Yeah. I hear you.
Shout out to that. You got any shout-outs or anything you'd like to tell the people before you get up out of here?
Yeah, let me give a shout-out to Detroit, you know, first and foremost. A shout-out to everybody that's a fan of hip-hop / rap, you know, the culture. Shout-out to the whole world, everybody that's messing with my music, that rocking with me like that, you know. And, you know, just expect a lot coming from Black Keith. In the near future,
yeah.
You got T-shirts, radio spots. I'm going to be doing all this. Shout out to my whole Twitter team, you know, at Slim Turk. You know, we just trying to do a real B.I.G. right now.
You heard it, baby. Shout out to Slim Turk over there in Canada, Toronto, holding it down. That's my boo right there.
He definitely be doing his thing.
You dig. Well, thank you for calling us up. You already know what it is. Stay tuned with us, boo.
You know, for sure. Anytime y'all just shoot me the link, I'll call in, you feel me?
That.
All right, I rock with y'all like that. Y'all take it easy. Now I'm out.
Holla.
All right.
You heard what it is, baby. Black Keith, you be sure to follow him on Twitter. Do that. Follow him, Facebook, Twitter. Just Google him. He's doing his numbers right now. That's what's up. Glad that he's calling in. And he sent us music. Like, y'all should send us music to the mabmp3s@gmail.com. Very, very simple. Yeah, you ready to get into some more music right now?
No doubt. Let's get it in.
Let's get it in, baby. Hit us up, 646-478-3243.
next topic of discussion will be coming up real shortly. Also, coming up in August 17th, is going to be the Elegant Hoodies Musical Program over there at Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A, and that is in New York. So if you want to get down, get involved with that, go to elegantheadness.me.com to get all the information. And I know tonight, what you about to say, G?
I was about to say we also got the Underground Music Awards going on the 21st at B.B. King's in New York. So I might be looking to slide through there, too, because I will be in New York for a little bit next month. So it's about to go down.
Oh, damn, it's already going, damn, it's next month. That's crazy. Okay. Keep up with this.
Got it going
down. Yeah, of course, man. Shout out to everybody that was nominated.
And I believe artist Arseny is nominated for some on that joint, too, so shout out to him.
Yes, Arseny is nominated. He was nominated last year as well. He's nominated this year. He's just been doing his number, doing his thing, so shout out to him. He's a part of the Elegant Hoodies team as well. Trice Ball, shout out to him. He's nominated and whatnot for artists to look out for. Like, it's a lot of people that we know that's nominated for shit. Like, shout out to everybody that's nominated, basically. Shout out to people that deserve it. I guess shout out to the motherfuckers that didn't. I don't know. Y'all got up in there somewhere, somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some more music right now. You're rocking out with NAD, bitches. You already know what it is. Streets Radio. We always live and direct. Let's go.
Every time you got your mouth wide,
you can't see me.
Yo, I'm back, motherfucker. Nah, man, my mother for real. See, I did my little bit. I've been going for about a year. You think that's nothing? Well, that's fine. Cause look, bruh, I play my bar, close my mouth, cook my watch, and hate my time. Y'all niggas hungry in the street, eat your case when it go down. Cause that'll never happen, nigga, guard the ground. Cause niggas shitting where they eat at, getting shit on their hand. Got they nigga up, wired up, they shitting on their man. A wise lady said, there's always a Judas in your circle. Crazy how the ones you hold close will hurt you. And those you never did for be the ones that don't desert you. And those you give your all to be the ones that don't deserve you. So patience is a virtue, and nigga, between the scheming and conniving, rather conversate with niggas chain, cause they ain't realer than they diamond. Look, shorty left me blue, choking in the belly of the beast. No Heimlich, no convo, no letters, no pictures. Never really had her, so my heart won't let me miss her. She knows she messed up, so every night I pray I forgive her. Trying to hold my hate back, but talk like that makes niggas look at you weak, and I hate that. But peep, I'm on the level where they'd rather be. Ahead of my time, like an old hater, mine an old school in the 70s. I've been lapped them, they just believe they're ahead of me. Just looking from the outside, you don't know what it's like to be me. And every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating, but you can't see me. Just looking from the outside, you don't know what it's like to be me. And every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating, but you can't see me.
You can't see me.
Listen, what's worse than mental confinement is writing my homie's name with a number behind it. Giving them the latest, then dated and signed it. Feel it with much more than just words inside it. Hope encloses, I attach the postage. A moment of my time means the world when he opens this. Inspired by his optimism, while surrounded by disguised toxins like botulism. Bon appetit, suckers. Casualty in the streets. Matter of months till he's back on his feet, and we at it again. Nope, city set ablaze. Neither one of us can afford a positive test. Still ingesting haze. It's how we live. Bound to be how we die. You would be surprised. The trunk space in the GTI. 20 years it's been he and I. Summer camps, the pumping amps, the running tramps. My bad. TMI. Creative juices. I take a shot. Never asking what the proof is. Dark moves is made. Lucifer's handshake. Voluntary torture, volcanic landscapes, another scorcher, igneous, Iraq hotter, stature of a man, but the spirit of the Iraq martyrs, y'all flew off the top of the head, I rap smarter, deeper,
subconscious off. Medulla oblongata. Ain't heard the track in a minute, he didn't kill. Never put a word on the paper, he didn't spill. Georgie back at it, that's a problem for real. Now listen as the truth revealed. Real talk, you're just looking from the outside. You don't know what it's like to be me. And every time you get your mouth wide, I hear you hating, but you can't see me. You're just looking from the outside. You don't know what it's like to be me. And every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating, but you can't see me.
You can't see me.
Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating. Every time you got your mouth wide.
You can't see me.
Step on stage, crowd reacting. Signs be a catalyst. Grind just to make sure the music we speak is Lazarus. Broke my neck to open doors. Place my best to run its course. No legs, global tours. Just some sweats and motors. Surely stressing. 10-hour shifts, I was open due to Red Bull and ginseng. Sitting by my sprint, hoping next ring is what we've been expecting. A method of letting our music be heard by the masses. Even just for a second. And yes, we book smart. Business savvy all along. Most cats think they're fine. Prince of Vicky's catalog. Kid sick, had a long time reaching destination. Both safe, so we swam the rest and dragged the game to safety. Can't be muted, muzzle faded, diluted, unpuzzled. How this Cubist two called life go unscrambled? Don't forget another voice to be heard. Return to YO, it's back like the mic's a flux capacitor.
Just looking from the outside, you don't know what it's like to be me. And every time you got your mouth wide, I hear you hating, but you can't see me.
Yeah, that can be started. You just wanna
till my trigger finger itchy. I blow you out the map and pull out on the bitches. I'm hard on these hoes, bitch, I'm big.
And you can have a back bar, I won't cup. I don't love, I don't trust. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her. I don't love, I don't trust. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her.
When you gon' let me fuck, the fucker come around, I'ma beat his ass up.
I don't trust. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her. I don't love, I don't trust. All a nigga wanna do is just fuck her.
Camera shy when it comes to the feds.
sheets, my bank account for double the bread under my bed. You whine in 100 grams, eyes on 100 keys. Up to me, there be no fiends seen in recovery. Wild drug enforcement make you want a forfeit. 19 charges later, I can't cop without a forklift. S-class swag, money machines count the cash. Wanna put me under the jail, dungeons of Alcatraz. In the scheme of things, I'm hearing things. Who you fooling with? Cut off your ear if your earring cleans, then you suing shit.
Make so you know when I'm coming around that you know that
I'm loving the pool with.
My grind is so raw and it's got so long pause, cause you know that
I'm loving the pool with.
I guess you get what you deserve. Deserve.
Y'all handy.
Pardon me.
You ain't rapping yet.
I guess you get what you deserve.
You ain't rapping raw. Roll down and relax.
I guess you get what you deserve. Deserve.
Y'all handy.
Do I have to check it? Whack,
as the minutes go by, you about to get it, no lie.
Y'all handy.
I've been doing this for a second, ever since me and Uncle Murder was mega records, nigga, check the records.
I'm
running up on anybody who don't understand, yo. I possess the day, ooh, light up a candle and pour out a little liquor, that's all these niggas gon' handle. I'm about raw, ooh, they calling me Bush. Drown all you niggas alive, want some levies, get pushed up.
Yeah, that was your boys right there, Uncle Murder and Trice Boss with Warning, Warning, Warning. You know, shout out to my nigga Trice, you already know what it is, baby on his B&B shit, and of course, representing Brooklyn and the Bronx, holding it down. Uncle Murder, you know he's Brooklyn nigga all day. Yeah, dig. Shout out to everybody that we played and whatnot. You already know how we get down with the Get Down, playing nothing but them exclusive, that good, good music. Yo, the next topic of discussion is...
Warning, warning, all indie record stores seem to be upset with Jay-Z and Kanye West because of their Watch the Throne album that's supposed to be released exclusively for iTunes and Best Buy. And being that they feel like they've been supporting a lot of the industry music, Some independent record stores feel like they're unhappy with that news and have wrote letters to Jay and Yeezy letting them know that their feelings on it and hoping that they'll rectify the situation in a sense. That's
warning.
The big news.
warning. That's fucked up. It is fucked up how we do support them, you know what I mean? And you can't give your music. So they're not going to have the music in the indie stores, basically. They're not going to have the album in the indie stores.
That's what it looks like. And basically I feel like sometimes, you know how artists, they want to, I guess, test the water, so they give it to exclusive certain stores. So maybe later on down the line they may open it up and start selling it other places. But I know... You know, as far as, you know, looking to get profit-wise and stuff like that, they don't want to overdo it and be selling it and then not get the sales that they want. So I don't know if that's what they're thinking or whatever. And like I said, sometimes it's not just the artists. It's, you know, the labels and everybody making those decisions as well. So I can't say it's just all Jay-Z and all Kanye West. It may be, you know, the labels, it may be just an executive decision that was made, but that's what it looks like right now. We'll see what happens. But I don't think that'll hurt them too much.
Gotta give a thumbs that up, that's it. Sorry to the indie record stores and everything like that. Like, that's really fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, everybody doesn't go to Best Buy to buy their music. So is that like a gimmick to get Best Buy back popping? Because we know Circuit City went under. You know what I mean? Like that. So is that to get Best Buy back in the loop of things? I wonder. Inquiring minds would like to know what.
Sponsorship. So you also got to look at that as a thing. Maybe Best Buy put out a lot of sponsorship to get people to come to their stores, and that will increase sales, just getting people in the door. And I ain't going to lie, I go to Best Buy. I buy albums. I buy computers. So, I mean.
Yeah, I go to Best Buy, but that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people don't, though. You know, I guess they got a website. You got a credit card, a debit card, or something. You can buy it over there, too, I guess. Bucket. Two tears in the bucket. They shit ain't gonna hurt they sell. They still gonna sell. They still gonna go hard and sell out with that shit. So, the best of luck to that situation. Damn, that's crazy. Well, on to the next one. Like Jay-Z would say, on to the next. What's the next topic of discussion?
Basically, I was wondering what the hell happened to Shine. since he got out of prison or whatever like that.
Okay, I heard he got deported. He got deported back.
I'm not sure, but I guess he's been living in, for the past 9 months, he's been living in Israel. And changed his name to Moses Michael Levi. I believe I pronounced it right. And basically, it looks like he's going on to, like, maybe the Jewish side. They're talking about he's doing an upcoming project, but basically he's not going to be cursing in his lyrics. It's like he's turned over a new leaf, religion-wise and lifestyle-wise. So we're going to see a lot of people think that his music is not going to be good and it's going to be a flop with this new change. They want the old shine, but like I said, I guess, you know, you get out, you want to turn over a new leaf, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I heard he did his 10-year stint or whatnot. He got deported back to where he's from. He got deported or whatnot after he did the 10-year bid or whatever. Like, I don't know, like, after that. But, like, I heard a couple of, I want to say either one or two tracks from him since he's been out, and it hasn't been a good one. Like, it hasn't been great. So I wonder how this album will sound. But the tracks that I've heard so far from him has been garbage. So I don't know.
Wow.
We will see.
I don't know. I might need to play one and see what the viewers think.
Yeah, get one, get a track, get a new track. I could go to, matter of fact, shout out to Hip Hop and BS or whatnot. Yo, they put up all the new tracks, like straight hip hop. If it's straight hip hop, he'll put it up. If it's bullshit, he'll put it up, and he'll, you know, give his explanation or whatnot. So shout out to Hip Hop and BS. That's why I heard a track or whatever from Shine or whatnot over there. Oh man, and he said it's a straight bullshit. And when I listened to it, that it was. You know, we're going to have to go over there and check him out or whatnot. If you can find a track from Shine or whatever, send it to me. And then we'll have it uploaded or whatever. We have it ready to go for next week's show. Because that, yeah, we're going to have to let the people decide about that. We got to upload an old Shine track and then put it against the new Shine track. You know what I mean? So we got to have to see how that pans out. That's going to be bananas. I can already see it.
It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know we'll probably get people blowing up the phone lines on that one.
Damn, that's fucked up. And anybody out there that's trying to be hard, trying to be gangster, want to be all that and then some, and then think a nigga's going to have your back on that type of shit, don't do that shit. You do what you do for you, baby. You already know Shine went down. For fucking with the nigga Diddy, you already know how Diddy is. So it was a bad look, and it wasn't good on his part. He had to do 10 years for that shit, and I don't think, from what I heard, from what's been said and everything like that, the nigga Diddy just left him in the dirt. You did. So that's some bullshit right there. But that's what he did. And that's what happened. So in fact, that's all I've been telling y'all. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't fall for the bullshit. So, I don't know.
You'll see who your friends are when you get in trouble.
And that's what I'm saying. You'll see once you get in trouble, once you get some other shit, you will see who's gonna hold you down and who's going to just leave you with your dick in the dirt. You dig? So don't fall for the okie doke. Like I say, don't. Everybody ain't a friend. It's a bunch of frenemies out here, so just pay attention. You already know what it is. And they BB keeps it true all day, every day. Be sure to holler at us, of course. You already know, Facebook, Twitter, Miss Fifi, NAB. Or holler at my girl, GS Team 843. Be sure to add Streets Radio, that is Streets with a Z. You already know how we get down with the Get Down Baby Live. StreetsRadio.com. Got about 20 minutes left of the show. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in with us. You already know tonight is going down. I believe the club is in Harlem
I want to say AD the General Gifted. They're going to be performing over there. Team Man is over there tonight or whatnot. They're going to be performing. I can't even remember the name of the fucking club. I think it's in Harlem now. But they're going to be rocking out tonight. Just go to her Facebook or whatever, her Twitter. I'm quite sure that she's tweeted it millions of times. So be sure to go to there, check that out tonight. It's going down. It's in New York. Also, August 17th, we're going to be live with Direct Club Pyramid, 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. That's going down. Doors open at 8. The show's going to begin at 9 p.m. August 27th, going to be in Kansas City, Missouri for the Elegant Heavens Musical Program. And that's going down at Club Blancas at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri. So that's going on in August. September, of course, it's the September, the park tour is going on. Of course,
September 24th, you got the Atlanta at UTM Studios going down.
Yeah, that's the 24th.
Yeah, and we got the tour actually kicks off in August in Brooklyn, New York, at certain, boardwalks and whatnot. So you definitely want to check out elegantheadness.ning.com so you get the dates on that. And I do have a little flyer for all those that are in Atlanta tonight. You got Kelly Rowland will be appearing, I believe, at the Mansion, 3595 Claremont Road, Atlanta, Georgia. So definitely check her out over there. I see she's doing her thing, still promoting. So it's supposed to be the one-year anniversary celebration hosted by Kelly Rowland. So y'all go check that out at the Mansion in Atlanta if y'all down there.
Yeah, that's in Atlanta. Oh, that's going to be popping. That's looking good. Yeah, we'll be in Atlanta, of course, September 24th. Come out and rock with us at UPM Studios over there, Hank Aaron Drive. We're going down to the town at that. October, we're going to be in Miami. We're just going to be a little bit everywhere. So if you want to get in tune with anything that NAB does, Team Man does, we are here. Global Shine, you already know what it is. Be sure to holler at elegantheadness.ning.com. Go to globalshine.com. Also, check out the newest issues of Royalty Magazine. Check out the newest issues of HHH Magazine, On the Rise Magazine. Check it out, yo. You want to get in tune to any of that, you, like I said, hit us up. We are here for you. Help us help you get to where you need to be. You already know what it is, baby. Let's get to some more joints, a couple of more joints before we get up out of here. Of course, you already know you rocking out with NAB. We live and direct every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, baby. Let's get into some music right now, you dig? I want to eat. I'm hungry, yo. Who got the who's barbecuing today? It's hot enough outside. Let's get some popping. Let's go.
Yeah. I think we just tired of hearing the bullshit. We tired of y'all telling us what we supposed to listen to. I think we just want something realer. Go. My name Grab, y'all. Goddamn it, I'm poppin'. Got a hot hand in that traffic. Got about 9 grand in my pocket. Bust out lifespan in my wallet, nigga. I am the one poppin'. Got a hot hand in this balcony. That non-flame, and I got it. Thought I'm fine, fanny. I'm cocky, nigga. I'm the one that they lied to. The one they never did get props to. Now I'm taking that mask off. Don't be asking who shot you. Nigga, new artists, what's good with them? Got bigger artists, just pushing them. That's good for them. Nigga, look behind me. Whole bunch of them hoodlums, no good in them. Pay, pay, my niggas, crazy. My shit, AK. Repo man on payday. Take mine, fuck yours. My niggas to kill you. You rap loud, but real niggas don't feel you.
I got them laid down. I got them laid down. I got them paid down.
Right. man. Every morning, she left the house, but she gone downtown. But this morning, I'm going to drive her down. Now, see that over there, so I talk to John Brown. Well, on, I hear the showdown. Hey, girl, your best friend, I tell me, say, Johnny VB, yo. Make me see your BlackBerry phone.
After me no idiot, girl, after me no scale, go on and leave me alone.
Me can't take the confusion, or the botheration. Come in, no one, say, nobody don't a station.
Me can't swear to God.
When God smite you, swear, say, what?
I am a one-man girl,
I
am a one-man woman. I am a one-man girl, I am a one-man woman.
So what you say?
Pull up your one if you a one-man woman. Wave your hand if you have one man. Bounce a girl if you treat you right.
Wave
your hand if you come home at night. And me a one-man girl,
you
see a one-man woman. I am a one-man girl, I am a one-man woman. Are you in love? And are you in need? Are you alone? You are my main
friend.
So when you trust me, me just can't believe. You think me I'm gonna let you end up with them?
Girl, you know why you me really love me, not gonna leave you. Tell me, say you're me alone, you have me believe you. If you don't see me paranoid, another girl will leave you. No, say man, a girl is damn bad, me not deceive you. Now I got some power through you. Love and me adore you. Never do me nothing, so the door me not gonna show you. Argument you want, some you gonna stop and ignore you. Loving where you want me, I go more your car.
I am a one-man girl, I am a one-man woman. I am a one-man girl, I am a one-man woman.
So
pull up your one if you a one-man woman. Wave your hand if you have one man. Bounce that girl if you treat you right. Wave your hand if you come home at night. And me a one-man girl, just me a one-man woman. I am a one-man girl, I am a one-man woman. Pull up your one if you a one-man woman. Wave your hand if you have one man. Bounce that girl if you treat you right. Wave your hand if you come home at night. Pull up your one if you a one-man woman. Wave your hand if you have one man. Bounce that girl if you treat you right. Wave your hand if you come home at night.
Funded by all
another chance. But they be all up in the strip club getting feet on the dance. Can't come and get no more, so I'm in traffic. Haters doing now, cause I'm gonna be the last one left. I'm like,
you know what's the answer, traffic. Running the rapid, keep hating, keep laughing. Steady, smash it, steady, skirt, you know you have it. You know you skirt, you know you have it. You know you skirt, you know you have it. You know you skirt, you know you have it. You know you hate it. See, it's a traffic, grinding the rapid, keep hating, we laughing. Steady, smack your face, skirting on your head, and on your skirt, and on your head, and straight, skirting on your head, and on your skirt, and on your head, and on your head, and on your head, and on your head.
club, be round the club. Of course, that was Man featuring Bust Down. You already know what it is. Run the club, baby. All day, always. You already know how we get down with the get down. You rocking out with MAC every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live right here on Streets Radio, live.streetsradio.com. You already know we get down with the get down, baby. We got 2 minutes left of the show, the broadcast. We'd like to thank everyone that tuned in with us live and direct. You already know how we get down, baby. You got anything to say before we get out of here?
Shout out to everyone who called in. Shout out to Black Frost. Go see her exclusive new video on globalshine.com. Make sure y'all come down August 17th to Club Pyramid to rock out. If you're in New York tonight, go rock out with 80 the General and what else? Dang, so much, and it always slips out of my mind. Definitely, if you want to get down with the Aaliyah Tribute CD, hit me up, globalshine, with a Y, 843@gmail.com. August 1st is the deadline. I may give you slack to August 5th. Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. And definitely, if you're in New York, August 21st, B.B. King's is going to be the Underground Music Awards. So definitely shout out to Arseny and all the artists that are nominated for that. Good luck to them. And that's what it is. G-Steam 843, hit me up. Check out the new updates on globalshine.com.
Heard it live and direct, globalshine.com. That's shine with the Y. You already know that it's elegantness.me.com, streetsradio.com, royaltymagazine.org, hhhmagazine.com. Yo, we in there like swimwear, baby. You already know how it is. It's hot outside. Be sure to stay cool, stay fresh, keep it, you know what I mean? On the up and up, stay away from the snakes and fakes. Be sure to be out there, keep it humble, keep it blessed, y'all. We about to get up out of here, baby. We are so, so out of here. Holla, we'll see y'all next week. Love y'all. Deuces.
Deuces.